Fidel Castro dies, defend gains of Cuban Revolution and fight for workers' democracy, resist capitalist restoration. The death of Fidel Castro, aged 90, was announced by his younger brother President Raul, on Cuban state television, late on the night of the 25th of November. Millions of workers in Cuba and globally will mourn the passing of the leader, who along with Che Guevara, is most closely associated with the 1959 Cuban Revolution. At the same time, the forces of capitalist reaction and imperialism will see Fidel Castro's death as an opportunity to drive for full capitalist restoration on the island. These reactionary forces aim to destroy all the remaining gains of the revolution and planned economy, including the historic achievements in public health and education. We post here two articles from the archives of the Socialist Party and CWI, Committee for a Workers' International. The first article below is a review of My Life, Fidel Castro by Tony Sornois from 2008. The second, Cuba at a Crossroads, is an article from September 2015, written by Tony Sornois in response to the opening up of bilateral agreements and relations between the Cuban regime and the United States. Click here for all the CWI website articles on Cuba. For more in-depth analysis, read Peter Tuff's book, Cuba, Socialism, and Democracy. The book includes the following paragraphs that summarize where Cuba stands today after Castro's death, and under the threat of further capitalist restoration. Under the conditions of new international capitalist crisis, moves towards capitalist restoration can be checked. A mixed or hybrid situation could continue for some time. Initially, such gains from the revolution, such as the healthcare and the education system, may be maintained, although even these have suffered greatly from lack of investment in the recent period. Many obstacles remain to be overcome, and some resistance is likely as the reality of capitalist restoration becomes apparent. Sections of the population are already fearful of losing the gains of the revolution, and of Cuba being turned into another Puerto Rico. The need to build resistance to the developing pace of capitalist restoration and struggle for a genuine workers' democracy and nationalized planned economy in Cuba is more urgent than ever. Such a movement could link together with the working class and youth throughout Latin America, which is increasingly moving into struggle to defend its interests and begin to offer a real socialist alternative to capitalism, which has fully learned the lessons of the Cuban Revolution. These are the urgent steps needed to prevent the tendency towards capitalist restoration, defend the gains of the revolution, and begin to build a genuine democratic socialist society, based on workers' democracy and democratic control.